Oh, man. We've been talking MySpace drama this morning. I kind of want to say MySpace mama drama.
I don't know.
Mama drama.
I kind of wish that... Does anybody have any stories about their mom or or about not knowing the father of their kid? Or like, yeah, I guess like, no. Something like that. If I could get some kind of MySpace baby mama drama or baby daddy drama going on. Mama drama is so much better, though. So if anybody has any MySpace mama drama, hook a brother up because I want to be able to say that. Come on. Go ahead. You got some MySpace drama for us.
All right. I started dating like one of my friends, and she checked my MySpace, and she saw all these comments from an old girlfriend from like 2 years back.
Uh-oh.
And she flipped out. And it was like a week and a half into like the relationship, if you want to call it that or whatever. And it just caused so much drama. I just said, whatever. It's not even worth it. So
it was how deep in the relationship were you with this new chick again?
Like a week and a half is when all the drama broke out and stuff. And she's back in Rhode Island. She's 1,500 miles away, and she wanted to cause drama 1,500 miles. I was like, forget this. If it's going to be like this, I'll just go to Aggieville and meet somebody else or whatever.
Yeah, good idea.
It's stupid, yeah. So, but all right, dude.
We appreciate it, man.
Yep.
I don't know about dating people through MySpace. I know a lot of people do that.
Yeah. You never know. They could be a psycho.
Yeah. Yeah. You could end up with Jerry Ann on the other end.
You could, yeah.
Under one of her many aliases. How many different accounts you got going now? 13? 14?
12.
Oh. Sorry. Exaggeration, Stooks.
Yeah. Stop that.
539-9750 or 238-0975 with some MySpace drama this morning. Go ahead.
I started seeing this girl, you know, and added her to my MySpace page and everything. Well, you know, go meet the family and everything. And her little sister decides to send me some messages across MySpace.
How old is the little sister?
15.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm trying to be the nice, you know, do the nice thing. Her sister and the girl I'm dating, you know, don't exactly have the greatest relationship. So I'm like, you know, well, hey, come on over. There's this huge get-together, you know, things like that. And this broad decides to go and tell her parents that I want to get in the sack with her. So, yeah, now her parents are like, you know, all kinds of up in arms, and I'm not the only one she's done this to either.
Yeah.
Being another buddy of mine who happens to be my girlfriend's ex, same thing happened. Freaking, and he wasn't even messaging this little girl.
Wow, yeah. You gotta watch out, otherwise Dateline's gonna be waiting for you,
yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. I'm telling you. Oh, and of course, you know, her freaking dad's all up in arms. Oh, we're going to call the cops and this, that, and the other.
Sure.
And of course, when he actually saw what I was sending to her, saying, hey, you know, you should probably talk to your sister. She's kind of upset kind of crap. You know, he was like, well, I feel stupid.
Yeah, man, you got to be real careful. You got to be real careful when you're talking to people who aren't of age.
Yeah.
MySpace.
Well, you know, I only use it to freaking talk to my brothers and everything, and she just sent me this message.
Yeah.
My brothers live all over the place, so they post pictures. I see all the family, all my little brother's kids and
Well, be careful out there, man. It's a pedophilic world, and sometimes the innocents can get grabbed, too. So,
all right, man.
All right, take care.
Yep.
See you. Hey there, you got some MySpace drama for us?
My friend, I was around on the internet just MySpacing around, and my friend left me a comment saying, oh, my God, look at this profile. And I looked at it, and it was a picture of me, but it was not me.
What?
Like your face was photoshopped on something?
No. What the dude had actually did was he took my pictures and used them for his own identification.
Oh, I gotcha. So what'd you do about it? Did you do anything about that? Or?
Oh, I was going off on him, but apparently that didn't do anything. So
did you know the dude who ripped off your profile or not?
No, it was a totally different profile. But he only, like, took two pictures.
That's what I meant.
Did mine.
Did you know the dude who stole your pictures then or whatever?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can.
Okay.
Did you tell Tom so he could take his band hammer and beat him with it?
That's what I was thinking.
I wish. But there's actually something on MySpace that you, if something like that happened, you can actually prove that
you're you or and they're not.
Uh-huh. All you have to do is just take a picture. I didn't do this, but because the dude... I messaged him, and he panicked, and he deleted his profile. But anyways, what you can actually do is take a picture of yourself with a note card saying, this is me, and then your MySpace link.
Wow. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, that is. But I was freaking out. I mean, I didn't know what to do. Because how she found it was she was looking up space invaders in groups, and she saw my pic, one of my pictures, and she's like, oh, sweet, I never knew he was in Space Invaders.
Space Invaders as in, like, the video game?
Yeah.
Or, okay, I didn't know if that was slang for something.
And she clicked on it, and she's like, oh, my Lord. This is not, and she sent me the link. It's like, Nathaniel, this isn't you.
Is this your grandma, or?